Welcome to your weekly summer series episode, Sink or Be Sunk podcast. As you guys know, last week we started our summer series where every Friday we are releasing an episode. Generally, we want to keep it short and sweet, so about 30 minutes, 40 minutes in that neighborhood. With me, as usual, my co-host is Doomlock.
Oh, hi.
And today we have two special guests with us from the World of Warships Admiral Locker on Facebook. I think I said that correctly, right, guys?
Yeah, you got it. It's all good.
You guys want to give a little bit of an intro real quick?
Yeah, so the World of Warships Admiral's Locker group on Facebook was basically originally a group for closed testers, super testers, alpha, beta testers. And then once the game ended up getting released, Alex Komradsky, who is, right now I would consider him the head admin, at least he's been around the longest to my knowledge. He ended up just saying, well, let's just make the group for a little bit of everyone. So it's not region specific, and it's not specific to a specific age group or people of a certain skill. So there's a little bit of everything in there.
And when he says everything, there's literally everything.
More of one than the rest. But
I mean, I've been a part of the group for a long time now, and I have to concur. I mean, I've pretty much seen all types of demographics of all skill level and just under the rainbow, pretty much. Like they said, NA, EU, all types of servers I've seen, which is actually pretty interesting considering that some of the other Facebook pages kind of generalize or I should say specialize in certain areas or certain things.
Yeah, I mean, like the locker, like I found this, it was actually my third warships group that I joined on Facebook. I of course started off with the global fan base, as we all know, is absolutely massive, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on in that group. I mean, I ain't gonna knock it, because I mean there's good content, but at the same time we all know there's certain memes that come out of that group. North America is a whole different beast. Static is an admin over there as well. He could probably give you more insight into there. But this is about the locker, and it's kind of like a little island in the storm we call the World of Warships community. And it's kind of nice.
I joined it myself, actually, maybe 6 months ago or something. Well, no, actually 6 months ago, but January, so it was a little bit before that. 6 or 7 months ago, after I was made aware of quite the interesting post someone had made regarding some wiki editors playing some Roma together. And apparently they were at least one person in there was not too happy about the fact that two wiki editors were divisioned up playing a playing Roma. So I had to go. I had to pop on to see what was going on with that, and been a part of it since then. I will say I don't peruse it too often, as I've got all the Discord WoW's community stuff that I'm a part of in the forums. But I see stuff coming from it every now and again, and seems like a good, solid community that's continuing on over there.
It's a very nice community because we have a lot of different people from different walks of life and different statuses within World of Warships. Like, for example, I do know we have Zoop, we have Femme, and the ghost of General Dort, I do believe as well.
Yes, we do have the ghost of General Dort. May he sometime in the near future return to the game and stream it on a daily basis again with all his mighty rage, but
with all of his interesting personality. Yeah, I can see like the short list of members on the side there, and it's like first one that's popping up for me is Mouse, but that's pretty good that she's popped on there.
Little White Mouse has actually only been a member of the locker now for, I believe, about 2 months.
2 months?
She probably when she started her Patreon stuff. I see that there's a most recent activities discussing about the USNCLs.
That would be by our good friend, Mr. Nathan Ellis. Oh. I mean, the conversation, it's not toxic at all. I mean, people like to keep it, to an extent, very civil here. It's very, I'd say it's definitely more rare than having to, nuke posts. Like, for example, in the global fan base, like, you're nuking posts left and right, I would assume, because it's just such a big group and there's just such a wide spectrum of people that have, like, differing opinions. In the locker, a lot of people are kind of like-minded, so you get a lot of people agreeing with each other, but at the same time, it's kind of a double-edged sword because you don't have a lot of people disagreeing with each other with different points of view. And it's a little odd, but if you go through the CL, the USNCL post, there's not really a lot of disagreement. Everyone's pretty excited about them. It's going to be an excited thing to see. To be honest, after seeing the Wooster gameplay, I'm pretty excited for it myself.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, it's actually very, fairly balanced conversation. Sometimes you'll have somebody being a little rash, and it happens.
You have those people that get out of hand, but it can be dealt with very quickly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's just generally like it's very well. I mean, conversations are really nice most of the time when I'm on there, when I go visit on there. People are really willing to help each other. Like, you know, it's just very, I mean, you'll have, you know, the odd once in a while, somebody who's really clueless and is truly asking for help. Other than that, it's just a, you know, in my opinion, just a positive community.
Yeah, I'm amused by the gif in that post about the kind of vacuuming up fire. That's amusing.
I was staring at that, just like, why? Like, why is this guy vacuuming a carpet fire? And it's actually, like, working to stop the fire.
Confused screaming?
Very confused. It's pretty good vacuum, too. It looks like one of those, like, Dyson ball ones. So it's like, why would you risk the vacuum? Why?
I mean, I'm pretty sure the warranty on those things are, like, lifetime. So it's just like, you know what? Yeah, my house is on fire. You know what? I'm just gonna vacuum it up. Don't bother calling the fire department. Who needs a fire extinguisher? We're good. I'm just gonna like vacuum the roof.
I'm just gonna suck the fire away.
Meanwhile, your neighbors are like, "Why are you vacuuming at 3 a.m?
Well, you see, a fire needs oxygen, and a vacuum causes a vacuum where there is no oxygen. Therefore, a vacuum can put out a fire.
Dun, dun, dun.
And obviously, you know, if with all these communities, you know, you have like, you know, Discord communities, and you have the Reddit community, then you have, you know, the Facebook communities. So, like, do you guys see how, you know, what's the, like, how much of a difference do you guys see between the locker and, say, something like, you know, Reddit? And I know Reddit is, like, huge, but if you guys can compare it to it, at least.
The biggest thing I see, and it may be something Senpai and Static notice, but it's the biggest thing between Facebook and like Reddit / Discord or the forums is Facebook, you actually have names and a face for most of the people, as opposed to Reddit, Discord, exactly. The forum is a faceless name.
Like basically comparing the two, like for example, Discord and Reddit, and Facebook, like to put it simply, Reddit and Discord are like the Wild West, and then Facebook is like civilization, because if you say something stupid on Facebook, you're going to face more of a backlash, a deeper backlash than you will on, for example, Reddit or Discord. Like you could be banned from Discord server and no one will know who you are, but you say something asinine on a Facebook post, and you're going to have like a 60 plus comment thread long just on your comment alone. And you're going to look like an idiot. And we've had to deal with people like that. And it's kind of entertaining. Like when something like that happens, I'm not going to lie, half the admin chat goes and it's basically popcorn gifts. You know what? Let's watch this for a little bit. Let's entertain ourselves. And then we'll intervene. Like, we'll warn them a couple times. Be like, hey, guys, keep it civil. Remember, you're two people. You're human beings. And then it starts getting personal. And then it's just like, okay, we're going to have to give them the boy and just ban them off the face of the earth. Like, we've actually had that. We had a situation. I think it was last weekend. Static, do you think we're allowed to talk about that? Yeah. About, you know, how someone tried to pull that card?
I would think that would be okay.
All right, so we had a situation where, like, this is a perfect example of your actions having consequences. There was a post on the locker, and, of course, there was a disagreement. And this guy, like, they were, I can't remember what they were disagreeing about, but one thing led to another, and it ended up having this guy making one person making personal attacks on the other person within comments. And this is the point where admins go, okay, you know what? This is going from a disagreement to flaming and being generally toxic. And so being a good admin, we brought it to the admin team's attention. We're just like, you know what? This guy's got to go. And so just before this guy gets banned, he references one of the head admins in the locker before he gets banned. We remove him, and it's basically people trying to make power plays. And in my personal opinion, there should be no bias within an admin team. And it's just kind of like, well, if you're going to pull that card, it should have little to no power. Like, it's discussion worthy, but it'll have little to no power in the long run. And long story short, this guy is still not back in the locker. He did end up like direct messaging the person who banned him and promptly got blocked. But this being said, going back to your actions having consequences, he had a face. He had a name. He had an occupation. If we really wanted to, we could technically ruin his career. But I mean, it's a video game. This is online. It's not like we're going to go out of our way to ruin someone like that. We're admins. We're not vindictive, most of them. I mean, the only time I'm vindictive is in-game.
Oh, yeah, just go sink that guy already.
Exactly. Like, ooh.
That speaks highly of, you know, how you guys moderate the locker. And I mean, if somebody is, you know, starting stuff, but, you know, say knows one of the admins personally or something like that, you know, I would want, if I'm in the right, of course, I would want, you know, fair treatment in that situation. So that, you know, that speaks highly of you guys. So that's amazing to hear.
Like in the locker, I said this in the chat after we were talking about this, this particular incident. If one of the admins stepped down a line, I would not hesitate to ban them. And I'm pretty sure Static would do the same.
Yeah, but the good thing is we know for sure most people don't, most of the admins don't get out of hand ever. There may be like one or two times where we may have to use colorful language, but that's very far and few between.
We have our heads screwed on straight most of the time.
Being in a position of power is like you moderate on even terms. You don't have any buddy buddies. You don't have any, I would say, you're not more in favor of one person than the other, because you have to understand that some people have different opinions. The only thing is who is right and who is wrong in the scenario that you are being thrust into. And then you go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it more fair is also, one, we do admin votes for how posts should be treated or how certain members should be dealt with. But also, it makes it so that when we're encountering a scenario where, you know, people are getting out of hand or out of line in terms of the Facebook group rules, then it's like we can just deal with it promptly or in a professional manner.
You know, we kind of touched a little bit on this earlier when we talked about a little bit of the USN cruisers. But, you know, as you guys have seen recently, we've had some like major announcements, you know, like Gross Avoy announcement with it getting Radar originally, then getting
then out as Heal.
Yeah, and then you had the Destroyer, you know, plating change announcements. We, you know, Reddit has this tendency to kind of, you know, take the pitchforks out and, you know, start rallying around posts and stuff like that. What would you guys say is like the environment in the locker? Like, is it kind of like that, or is it, you know, different? And how is it different, you know?
Going back to my comparison, basically saying that like Reddit and Discord are like the Wild West, and then Facebook is like kind of like the civilization of the World of Warships community. People tend to be a lot more mild mannered, and they tend to think out their arguments before they just go ahead and, for lack of better phrasing, shitpost.
Okay.
So like you'll occasionally get like that like strongly worded post like, oh, I hate this. Why is the Gross Avoy getting Radar? There's already too much Radar in the game. The guy's just like borderline toxic, and everyone's like, okay, you know what? This guy is a little out of hand. But usually you don't really see people like saying, oh, you're from this server, you're an idiot for thinking this, blah, 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 the meta's different. It's usually, for the most part, kind of civilized, I guess. Like, if it's something controlled so controversial, it's, yeah, controlled chaos, exactly what Static said. It's an interesting beast to watch, let alone moderate, because usually a lot of the time it's just a lot of watching. Like when it's up to like hot topics, like for example the USNCL line, the Destroyer changes, the BBAP changes, things like that. One of the actual hottest topics that we've seen in a while, though, the CST accounts.
Oh, interesting.
It's been on the forums as well. Like, oh, we've seen like all these new accounts, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know what, guys? Like, they're just people playing behind those accounts. You don't need to like go out of the way. And like everyone's saying, oh, it's Notzer, it's Notzer, it's Notzer. It's like clearly all, like every single one of these accounts is Notzer.
Oh man, I'm now remembering something that happened to me once where I was using my wiki account. Now, mind you, the name of this is Doomed Wiki, so therefore it's related to my in-game name of Doomlock. Well, apparently for some reason people got in their heads that I was Notzer. I don't know how in this battle, and I don't know why. They despite every ounce of evidence I gave them that I'm not Notzer, they still believed it. It was hilarious. These people were. I was like, how do you think? Do you really think that Notzer, who has a press account already named Notzer PA, has another press account that's called Doomed Wiki? How does that even remotely relate to Notzer here, people?
Hang on, let me just ask you one question. Did you run into an island?
I don't think I did.
So, I mean,
definitely not at the point. Definitely not at the point that they were talking about him. I was very confused.
Confused screaming.
That situation, that CST situation, stems from the fact that Flamu, Ites, Notzer himself, and a bunch of the CCs who usually stream, they stream with CST accounts because they were testing those special modules. And, you know, like Senpai was saying, like, apparently NA got its head around the fact that Notzer is CST. You know, it doesn't matter if it's IK's playing on it. It has to be Notzer.
1000% Notzer.
Yeah.
Or like if it's a CV player, it's like, oh, it's Femme. She's gotta be playing a like CV. It's like, no, she's traveling. She works and... for Wargaming now.
Yeah. She's not technically a CC anymore, but Wargaming staff.
Exactly. It's like how do you live under a rock? Hello?
And that's the thing. It's like, it's CCs. There are several CCs that have those test accounts, but there's more test accounts than there are CCs, especially on NA. So there's other different tester people that are using those things. So it could be any other random person as well.
That's true. On that note, how obviously, you know, major news spreads around the community pretty fast,
like wildfire.
Warships, yes, you know,
it's an understatement.
There is certain things like that don't necessarily get the hype, or you know, don't really get noticed. Like for example, that Hotspot is actually back in the clan battle map rotation, but in a different form. News like those, you know, like the smaller type of news that are big, you know, huge things, but at the same time, it's because people don't notice it. Do you guys see that a lot, or how does it propagate in the locker, or do you guys mainly see people discuss, you know, large, you know, bigger news?
It would generally be more towards like bigger news, so like new lines that are coming up, line splits, new ships and stuff like that. Those are the primary hot topics with, mm-hmm. I guess, individual patches like 0.7.5, 0.7.6, etc. Those being the second hottest, and then the third will generally be more like slight map changes or like legendary modules.
Yeah. Like a lot of the conversation on the locker, it's again, as Static said, major news, like huge things that have, for example, been announced on Wargaming site, like the banner news, or it's a lot of the times personal games. Like you'll see a lot of post game results screens, as well as replays and YouTube links. So people will kind of use it like they're like, hey, like you want to see this great game, look at this, blah blah blah. A lot of it's that, but like I don't even think we've seen a single post about about Hotspot being added again. Have you, Static?
I haven't. No.
Well, I don't even think we've seen it. It's less that it's being re-added, and more it's getting a slight update. Some islands and stuff are moving around.
I shouldn't say yes. Correction. Sea of Fortune was added.
Oh, Sea of Fortune. Oh, okay. Hotspot. That makes it a lot bit more different. Yeah.
Hotspot was changed.
And I see what you're talking about. I'm looking at the most new posts, and there's like the CL posts, there's the Do You Even Indianapolis game. someone finishing the American Cruiser collection. Pretty decent battle in Tashkent. Zoop. Some other thing about how to take a screenshot.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess some people haven't figured I just use print screen. Anyway, Oh gosh, someone put up the old Charles Martel.
Yeah.
And now Charles Martel.
The actual real Charles Martel. Oh, it's just an ugly ship. No, get it away from me.
Speaking of like the screenshot things, we're also, I think, one of the few groups that doesn't allow phone pictures. There are a couple out there. I won't name them. All know who they are, I'm pretty sure. But we see a phone picture, we purge that so quickly. And then people are like, why did my post get removed? Maybe you should figure out how to screenshot.
Well, I mean, it's also written in the group rules when you join. Like
exactly.
Two. Phone pictures of any kind will not be allowed. I mean, it's fine if a person is a first-time offender and they've never posted before. I guess we can let that slide. But it's like if they've done it more than once and they've already been warned prior, that's where it just starts getting deleted outright. No warning.
I'm also amused at the anyone know if US sent USCL's drop later today post from earlier. It's a little early for that one.
Yeah, they're not. They shouldn't. I mean.
Oh no, the 4 week patch cycle. It's only been 2 weeks, so it's still at least another 2 weeks. The likelihood is like last week of June or first week of July. That's my speculation.
I would agree with that, considering like the timing of all the patches,
and July 4th.
Oh boy, hello, Merca events. Me being a Canadian, I'm just like, huh? Okay, well, my day's on the first. We're ahead of you guys.
Canadian.
I see. Oh yeah, eh? Don't you know? I didn't get time to get my Timmy's, eh, boys.
The funny thing is, I'm not thinking Canadian. I'm thinking someone from Wisconsin. One of my friends lived in Wisconsin area, and that was his accent pretty much.
Speaking of upcoming releases, the finishing to the Japanese gunboat line.
Yes, the Japanese gunboat line that everyone calls the Japanese gunboat line gets confused when they see Mutsuki in it, and they're like, what?
I mean, if that thing had an upped reload and like enough DPM on two guns, like I would be very excited.
Pew, 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 pew.
One,
yes.
Two. One, two.
One, two. There's no 1-2-3s here, it's just 1-2. But yes, Kitakaze and Harugumo. We were talking about that last week on... Yeah, I'm excited because I love Akizuki and
I have like 2 mil.
More Akizuki and triple Akizuki sound pretty great, in my opinion. Assuming at least part of you senpai is enjoying the fact that Haida is now finally in testing.
Oh,
finally after so long.
My Canadian friends and I, we, as soon as we heard, like, you know that picture of, like, all the guys, like, sitting down, like, unenthused, and then all of a sudden Hyde is released? We were, like, that excited.
I'd like, imagine so.
It's so nice to finally see, like the Canadian Navy getting at least a little bit of love.
A little bit of line representation.
Like, Hyde, You can bet, like, you can bet your ass, like, I'm going to be purchasing it right as soon as it's released.
When you have decent communication with Mouse, and the fact that Mouse is Canadian, and et cetera, it's like, you hear about it quite a bit.
We had, like, back when, in the days when I was in Kantai, back when that was a very, very competitive clan, which sits become a shadow of itself, we had my buddy was named Destroyer Haida. He has come over to Cute with me, and when he heard, he like couldn't stop talking about it for like at least like a week and a half. He's like, "It's coming! It's coming! It's coming!" Yes, yes.
As a shift over to cute to look for this said person.
He's been a little busy as of late, but he is with us still.
He is still with us. He has not died from the game.
Oh, God.
With so many people, there are some people who used to be real big in the game and now they're gone like that, though. The latest dev blog post, which is about the changes to Moskva and Zao, which at least the Moskva one's been getting everybody up in a tussle.
Yeah, 50mm foreign belt is going to make that thing almost invulnerable in terms of if a potato shoots you, because then what it basically does is it turns it into almost a German battleship, where German battleships generally have the foreign armor belt that extends all the way up to the front of the bow. You will be getting all of those ricochets, and then people don't know that to overmatch the bow of a German battleship, you have to shoot specifically where the bow is about to meet the deck. That is where you get your penetration.
So in other words, you got to hit the deck?
Just the tip.
That was perfect.
Well timed, Static. Well timed. Yep. Now, if I may chime in. With the torpedo change?
Oh.
Like a 9.7 detection cruiser, getting 12-kilometer torpedoes. All I gotta say is wargaming. What are you thinking? This thing has the potential to replace the Hindenburg in Clan Wars. I feel like you're gonna see if these changes go through, you're gonna see triple Zao teams with maybe like one or maybe two Hindenburgs.
I know, isn't it glorious?
I love it. Being a Zao main myself, I am more than welcome to this.
Zao was my first tier 10, and I think my most played ship now, if you count clan battles. First season of clan battles, I was only Zao, because Zao was the only tier 10 I had at the time. Pretty much only Zao. I've got over 100 random battles, probably over 100 clan battles, so I've got plenty of Zao battles under my belt, and I love that ship.
I think I'm actually maintaining like an 80-plus win rate in it right now, only because I've been playing with my 07 friends.
I'm pretty like right in the middle with win rate and just above average on damage. Not to say that it's been like I've had a really flip-flop games with people in randoms anyway. So it's been kind of like right in the middle of everybody, unfortunately. Meanwhile, my Des Moines, only about less than 30 battles, but I'm still at 80% win rating and like 90k damage.
My Des Moines, I find, is the hardest out of all of my tier 10 cruisers just to maintain. Like, I find the Minotaur is even easier, playing Radar Minotaur.
I mean, you just blap it, you blap a DD, and that's easy damage. And that's easy WTR as well, because you're basically killing a DD outright, so your base XP is going to go through the roof.
But I can't wait. She's still getting a lot of utility with the 12-kilometer ones, although the reload is brutal. I mean, this one just has been increasing the reload time to 171 seconds for each two.
I mean, like, how often are you going to be, though, like, in comparison? You're not going
to you rarely use the 8-kilometer ones. The 12-kilometer ones, you will use them more often, but you still have to really position yourself well because of her torpedo angles being very odd.
It fires, like, slightly forward. I believe you can fire, like, 15 degrees forward, but they're both mounted literally on the very end of the ship.
Yeah, so yeah.
You literally have to be either mid-turn, almost turning away to get them off, or you have to be completely broadside, because the moment you get to about 45 degrees, you can't fire them anymore.
And yet, somehow, Key's torpedoes are able to move far better. I'm still amused at how Zao has the most powerful torpedo armament in the game still. I mean, granted, she has to use both sides, which means Shimikaze's a little better, but She's got 20 of those torpedoes. 20 torpedoes.
I mean, if you back in and you get enemies on both sides and then you just book it out of there, you're gonna it's gonna be like a dev strike, double strike.
Oh yeah, and she can do that. She's fast enough. She's got that trolley armor that she has and those very powerful guns. She is let down though by that health pool though, still being the lowest of all the tier 10 cruisers, I think.
I think it's necessary for balance to have her that low.
Oh yeah,
she's a glass. She's the glass cannon of tier 10.
Yeah, I've put survivability expert on my Zhao captain, so it's about 44,000, what she used to be way back when.
When dinosaurs were on the earth.
Oh, you mean back when yes. She had Des Moines 6-second reload?
What?
That was back in, like, I believe, like Alpha, when she was still called the Senjo, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah.
That might have been when she was called something else, because Senjo was still when she was in closed beta until about midway, or maybe a month or two in closed beta was when she was renamed Zhao. Because I think if you ask, like, Tedster or something, or one of the old guard people, that there was another name before Senjo. I just don't remember what it is.
If it started with a Z, it probably could have been Zaya or Zaya.
I know that that's the name of the space version of her, of course.
Yes.
Which I remember the old space version and the new space version of Zara. Zarya. Zaya. It's one of those three. I missed it. Messed it up there somewhere.
Yeah.
Anything else you all can think of to mention or ask us or anything?
I'd just like to make a comment about the World of Warships community. In our group in particular. I don't know if you guys know of the streamer SirsB79.
The name is not familiar to me.
Yes, I am familiar.
He recently passed away, and we were informed by his sister. And I would just like to say that when the World of Warships community was informed of this, the GoFundMe, which was rated at about 300 pounds sterling, they knocked it out of the water within a day. And they raised over 1,500 pounds for his funeral in probably the span of a week and a half. So as toxic as this community can be, they are incredibly giving. And I'm not sure if back in the day, you all know the man, the myth, the legend, Gary Falbo. He was kicked. Basically, he was going to lose his house. And then the entire community came together to house a veteran. Like that, and they raised like $5,000-$6,000 for this guy, and Dort's charity stream was like going like off the chain, where he like raised like $2.5 million, I think, on his own. Grizzly Adams XL being one of the big donators there. I mean, supporting the troops and like giving veterans a home is like a huge thing, and it should happen most, if not all, the time. Like, just seeing a community come together like that, like, especially in something like Facebook being forum-based and people just getting to know, like, oh, this is happening, things are happening, and we need to help one of our own. It also kind of speaks about how tight-knit the community is. Like, as toxic as we can be, we're all kind of, like, with our player base, we're, for lack of better phrasing, like, a really dysfunctional family. Kind of cool to see.
Oh, and I know exactly what you mean by that, because a couple months ago, one of the bigger community members passed away as well. He was more of a forum user, but also my clanmate, DeSea Hafer. He passed away of a heart attack a couple months ago, and it was well over 100 people on the forums paid their little respects on the forum post I made for it, and you know, got a lot of couple PMs, some posts on Discord and everything. But what was really kind of coolish to hear was his wife, who's taken over at least his Discord account, she actually took the screenshots of that forum post and all the people that were talking about him on it, printed it out, and I'm pretty sure she used it at his funeral as part of, you know, his eulogy and stuff like that, because he was really invested in our community and stuff. He was there since closed beta. He was one of my first friends on the forums and everything, and in game in general. His great grandfather served on the Tirpitz herself, and it was pretty impressive to hear those stories, see all the knowledge he had and everything. He was a great guy. He was the one that I was talking to you about that had the Wisconsin accent. He was in the Wisconsin area. But yeah, it was quite sad then, but also touching to see the forum response and just community response to how much he was a beloved member of it. Maybe not as well known as like a streamer or something, but definitely amongst the forum users, it was a well known person.
And more recently, the commander of the clan squad, Severin Swordmaster, passed away too.
Wait, Severin?
Yep.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I just saw him playing like a little while ago. That's terrible. What?
He has also passed away too, unfortunately.
We're losing so many people. Jeez.
You know, it makes you, brings you back. You know, it says, you know, behind the ship is a real person. You know what I mean? With their own problems, with their own, you know, life, with their own difficulties, with their own, you know, it really grounds you and brings you back. You know, like you guys said, sometimes, you know, when I feel like getting mad at somebody, or when I feel like getting pissed at somebody, I just step back a moment and say, okay, that's an actual person behind that boat that is trying to have fun, you know, and you don't really know their situation or anything like that. Just you know, just keep going, you know.
And that's kind of like what we want everyone in the locker to kind of think about, like, before you type, because like the person that you're about to flame or like tear the shit out of for posting something is an actual person, and you really don't want to tear someone down and then like the next day regret it, because life, for lack of better phrasing, is fleeting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, rest in peace, Severian. Jeez, what an opponent to play against when I was playing Supremacy League, back when it was called Supremacy League.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago.
I suppose, unfortunately, on that sad note, we'll finish off with that touching memory of a few of our fallen comrades. And this episode here, I suppose, it's pretty easy to find the Admiral's Locker. Just go on to Facebook and search World of Warships Admiral's Locker. It's a closed group, so one of these guys we'd be talking to, or some of the other team, would have to let you in. They let me in, so I'm pretty sure the rest of you guys should be fine if you tried to join.
As long as you're not an idiot, I mean, I'm pretty sure we'll accept you.
As long as you also answer the questions.
Unlike this one guy who just applied.
The questions are fairly straightforward, and if you can't answer those, I don't know what to tell you. Do you play World of Warships? Yes or no question. If so, what ship classes do you play? Could be a two-letter answer. CA, DD, BB, CL.
I mean, if you're a CV, I'm just going to click no. I'm kidding. I don't have any bias against CV, not at all.
Hey.
And the third, do you agree to all the rules? Yes or no question. You answer yes and you answer the rest of the questions, you're in. You answer no, all right, try again.
Yes or no, maybe. Do you not know how yes or no questions work? Yes?
Question mark?
I love when people answer the question with a question. I'm like, it's a yes or no answer. How did you answer with a question?
But yeah, you can find us on Facebook. I mean, we're probably the most... I don't want to like downplay the other groups. We're probably the most civilized. we don't get screenshots of our group posted on Reddit and promptly flamed by other servers because of the idiocy that happens.
I see.
Because that has happened. And Static knows exactly the post that I'm talking about. Thanks for having us, guys. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, guys. Good to chat and kind of meet you guys. And you, well, at least two of you know where to find me and definitely know where to find Hella.
We're going to end the episode here. We'd like to thank our absolutely amazing guests for coming over and talking about the locker. When we think about World of Warships communities, you know, Facebook isn't really on the radar as much. You know, you think about the forum, you think about, you know, Reddit, you think about, you know, the communities of certain, you know, larger CCs or stuff like that. But there are different types of communities. So and the World of Warships Admiral Locker is one of those, and it's a very big, large, growing, and great community that I have been a part of for a while. So thank you guys so much for stopping by.
No problem at all. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. A pleasure.
And I suppose that we will wish you fair winds and following seas. And see y'all later.